FBI releases photo of suspect accused of placing explosives in D.C. by Amy Furr on January 8, 2021. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, released a photo Wednesday of a person suspected of leaving two bombs at the Democrat National Committee, DNC, and Republican National Committee, RNC, buildings in Washington, D.C., this week. Along with providing the suspect's photo, the federal agency announced Thursday night it is offering a reward of up to $50,000 for information leading to a conviction in the case, the New York Post reported. The FBI Washington field shared the picture of the individual wearing a hoodie, mask, dark-colored gloves, and carrying an object. In a press release, the FBI described the explosives as suspected pipe bombs and detailed Wednesday's events. At approximately 1 p.m. EST on January 6, 2021, multiple law enforcement agencies received reports of a suspected pipe bomb with wires at the headquarters of the Republican National Committee, RNC, located at 310 First Street Southeast in Washington, D.C. At approximately 1:15 p.m. EST, a second suspected pipe bomb with similar descriptors was reported at the headquarters of the Democratic National Committee, DNC, at 430 South Capitol Street Southeast No. 3 in Washington, D.C. Anyone with information should call 1-800-CALL-FBI, 1-800-225-5324, or submit tips to fbi.gov/uscapitol. The FBI is also asking the public for information regarding the violent activity that took place on Capitol Hill, according to Breitbart News. The FBI is seeking information that will assist in identifying individuals who are actively instigating violence in Washington, D.C., the agency said in a press release. The FBI is accepting tips and digital media depicting rioting and violence in the U.S. Capitol building and surrounding area in Washington, D.C., on January 6, 2021. If you have witnessed unlawful violent actions, we urge you to submit any information, photos, or videos that could be relevant at fbi.gov/uscapitol. Please use this form to submit any images, videos, or other multimedia files you have related to possible violations of federal law committed. Our goal is to preserve the public's constitutional right to protest by protecting everyone from violence and other criminal activity. After the breach of the Capitol building, a woman was fatally shot by police and three others died due to medical emergencies. At least 52 people were arrested.